This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia and Hong Kong have closed some border crossings with mainland China over fears of contagions from the deadly coronavirus, which has killed more than 100 people in China. Infections have been found in more than a dozen countries. Joe Davies reports.
Checkpoints now surround China's lockdown area, home to nearly 60 million people, and the epicenter of the coronavirus's rising global health concerns. Every driver and passenger that passes in and out of Hubei province here is tested. Anyone found with a high temperature is told to go to a hospital immediately. Three Russian regions have now closed their borders with China, and Hong Kong has suspended its high-speed rail and ferry services to the mainland. Leader Carrie Lam urged all residents of the city currently on the mainland to return as soon as possible and stay home for 2 weeks, telling that everyone at her news conference was wearing a protective mask, including the leader herself. In Japan, the government is sending a chartered flight to Wuhan to evacuate its citizens. France, the US, Germany and Spain are among other countries doing the same.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced Wednesday the Australian government is moving to evacuate its citizens from Wuhan as a result of the deadly new virus.
We have taken a decision this morning to prepare a plan for an operation to provide some assisted departures for isolated and vulnerable Australians in Wuhan and the Hubei province. This will be done subject, obviously, to working closely and with the authority and approval of the Chinese government.
Morrison also said those evacuated will be taken to the remote Christmas Island for quarantine. Morrison said about 1 million face masks will be released from its stockpile in Australia. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump's lawyers say his impeachment trial is politically motivated and unconstitutional. Get more on that story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Danger, danger, danger.
Jay Sekulow says kicking the president out on these charges would set a horrible precedent, saying Democrats want him gone only because they don't like his policies. He's also swiping at former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose unpublished book is said to contradict a key defense argument. He writes the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it agreed to investigate Joe Biden.
It is not a game of leaks and unsourced manuscripts.
Bolton has offered to testify, but Republicans are resisting hauling him or other witnesses. Some senators back issuing a subpoena for the manuscript so they can see it for themselves, but only in a secure room, which top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer calls absurd.
It's a book. There's no need for it to be read in the skiff unless you want to hide something.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump unveiled his long-awaited plan for peace in the Middle East Tuesday, but it has already been rejected by the Palestinian leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides.
President Trump at a White House ceremony surrounded by Israeli and Christian leaders, but no Palestinian officials, unveiled his vision of Israel annexing its settlements in the occupied territory, keeping most of Jerusalem and allowing a Palestinian capital in the outskirts of East Jerusalem.
A realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security.
While the Israeli prime minister was ecstatic, there were protests in the West Bank, and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said 1,000 no's to the proposal, calling it nonsense. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Energy giant Total is being sued in France for allegedly failing to adequately fight climate change. We get more from Lisa Bryant for VOA.
The legal action against Total will be the first use of a 2017 French law to sue for climate inaction. The legislation requires major French companies to draft so-called vigilance plans to prevent environmental damage, among other areas. The plaintiffs argue Total has not done so when it comes to climate change.
We're filing a lawsuit against them because they're still not making the energy transition necessary to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees.
Total faces a separate but somewhat similar lawsuit here for allegedly failing to plan for potential human and environmental impacts of a Ugandan oil project.
That was Lisa Bryant reporting. And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.